The Royal Automobile Club of Tasmania is beginning to look a lot like its Victorian sister organisation, the RACV, with its decision a couple of years ago to purchase tourism properties and experiences. They now own Cradle Mountain Hotel, Strawn Village, Freycinet Lodge, Hobart Apartment Hotel, and Gordon River Cruises. With the announcement last week that RACT has commissioned a new wooden vessel to cruise the heritage wilderness Gordon River, Graham Kemlow spoke to RACT Group Chief Executive Harvey Lennon.
I suppose comparisons are odorous or odious, but I see you doing something a little similar to what the RACV's done here in Victoria in investing in tourism assets, be they properties like hotels or experiences like your Gordon River Cruises. Could you just fill us in on what, as a club, you've done in that regard?
Absolutely, and I guess we probably have copycatted RACV a little bit, and perhaps that's the best form of flattery, some might say. But I believe that there is a huge opportunity in a state like ours to encourage people to tour and experience the great things and varied things that Tasmania has to offer.
Yeah.
And just over 3 years ago, we did acquire as a job lot an interest in Freycinet Lodge, Cradle Mountain Hotel and Strawn Village, plus the Gordon River Cruises business, which has put us firmly in the place of regional accommodation. It's some of Tasmania's most unique and beautiful destinations, and also in the tourism attraction space in terms of our Gordon River Cruises.
Yeah, now these used to belong to the Federal Group, or Pure Tasmania as it branded itself there for a while. I guess you're in the right place at the right time to pick up this job lot, as you call it.
We were very well placed. We'd already been doing some preliminary work around possibility of getting into tourism, and I probably thought at that stage the strategy would be to do it progressively, but we did get a call and a unique opportunity to sort of jump in a more wholesome way, which supported a broader touring type strategy for us.
Now, our service clubs, automobile clubs like yours and the RACV and NRMA and all the others around Australia, there's one in every state, I think, are they cashed up because of the services they offer to members, the on-road service or the insurance products? Have you got asset in cash that you want to put into property or something that might do better than the banks are paying right now?
Yeah, so obviously we're the smaller of the clubs in the six states, so we haven't got as much cash as RACV, for example. But most of the clubs have done very well off the back of personal lines insurance in particular, and NRMA less so because they've denutralised, but still with a significant cash nest egg. So all the clubs do have some capacity to explore new business opportunities.
Now, obviously, Harvey, this is a benefit for members. They get, I believe, they would get a discount like they do here in Victoria. I'm a member in Victoria, just to declare my interest. I think I get 10% or something.
Absolutely. In fact, you get a 25% discount at all the RACV's properties. Our members currently get 25% as well.
Oh, okay.
And we have a deal for 15% at least for members of the other auto clubs around Australia.
So if I was to rock down to you, I could get a reciprocal 15%, could I?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's not to be sneezed at. Now, the properties you've got are, how would you describe them? They're probably four-star properties. Is that fair to say?
That's certainly where we've pitched ourselves at the moment. We see that our growth opportunity at Freycinet Lodge, which is an absolutely stunning location.
Inside a national park. Yeah,
so we're about to embark on, or have significantly well-developed plans to embark on a redevelopment there, which will introduce some five-star pods.
Right.
Which I think will create a unique experience in the Australian marketplace. In fact, we haven't seen anywhere else in the world where they've got pods quite like we've envisaged for the waterfront area there. So that will sort of take us up a notch. And equally, our Gordon River Cruisers vessel, and we might be going to come back to that, but the upper deck on that, we're clearly pitching at a five-star mark.
Well, I think it had that. I've been on it a couple of times and been lucky enough to be hosted by the organisation, and I've enjoyed that sort of a glass of champers and a chicken sandwich or something on the upper deck, yakking away to the captain. It's a great trip. I'd highly recommend that to anybody who wants to go down there. Now, did you also take the island experience in the Gordon River?
The Bonnet Island experience, yes, we did. So Bonnet Island is out near the Heads in Macquarie Harbour.
Yep.
And has a beautiful penguin rookery and a great experience as well. So of an evening through most of the year, weather permitting, we'll take people out on a smaller vessel to Bonnet Island, and it's only in groups of up to about a dozen at the moment to experience the penguins with using the red torch and all that sort of thing in the dark.
Okay.
And it is absolutely beautiful out there too.
Okay. Now, most people would not know that Macquarie Harbour is a significantly larger body of water than Sydney Harbour.
Absolutely. So it's the second largest harbour in Australia after Port Phillip Bay.
Yeah.
And it is quite long and quite a significant piece of water. And now also home to quite a bit of aquaculture, so salmon and sea trout.
Right. And I guess the other reason that you might take a Gordon River cruise was to see some of the unique foliage that's unique to this area, at least.
Absolutely. So, the apart from travelling across the Macquarie Harbour and out through the Heads, which is a stunning bit of scenery, the vessel obviously goes up the Gordon River, which is in the heart of the Tasmania Wilderness World Heritage Area. This area is one of the, in fact, ticks more of the boxes in the UNESCO Assessment of World Heritage Sites than anywhere else in the world, and it does have beautiful, unique natural heritage, but also connections with the Aboriginal people and with convict history as well, in terms of the Sarah Island and the extraction of Huon pine for building boats in the early to mid 1800s.
Yeah, a lot of boats were built on little islands there in the middle of Macquarie Harbour by convicts, I should say.
Yeah, and yes, absolutely.
There's some wonderful stories about the life of the convicts and those who oversaw them in the harbour. So I'd just commend to anybody who's interested in Tassie to maybe get onto, is it your website where they'll find information about these properties?
Yes, absolutely. So www.racT.com.au.
That was Harvey Lennon of RACT with Graham Kemlow.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.